code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 1st of April 2009. There's always newcomers coming into the show. I advise them to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com where they can download lots of previous talks I've given. Basically on history, some ancient, but mostly fairly modern the last few hundred years, and how movements were started and created to bring in a form of world socialism. These particular movements were funded by the Western powers and the banks, using the people at the bottom often for revolutions to bring in the great experiments, as they call them, which would decide the fate of humanity. And it was based basically on even pre-Darwinist ideas on superior types and inferior types, coupled with economic sustainability. And that's come to the fore today in our lifetime. It's the big drum we're hearing beating every day louder and louder, sustainability. But it really is just the same old system, disguised again. And very well disguised, because most people think that left-wing is somehow completely different from right-wing, and that communism was different from capitalism. Communism was paid for from its very foundations by capitalism. And those in the West that wrote up their different ideologies, at least put them onto paper, were often members of the supposed capitalist system at the top. And I'll be going into that tonight in more detail. So cuttingthroughthematrix.com is where you can hear lots of the talks I've given before. Also go into Alan Watt, sentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which you can download, print up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. Those who want to keep me going and enjoy what they hear, at least they can use the material and apply it to what's happening today. And there are people, luckily enough, who are able to make the big leaps from the conditioning and go beyond that and see how it all ties together. Then you can buy the material on my website. As I say, that keeps me going. Or you can donate to me. Or you can send money to me by check. Even in the US, it's quite acceptable here since we're almost one country anyway. And you send it to Alan Watt, site 41, box 4. Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P for Peter, 3, E for Elizabeth, 4, N for Nora, 1. That's P3E4N1. And that keeps me ticking along. I don't ask for money from the advertisers. And that way I don't bring on guests who are really advertisers. Because what's happening today is so vital to all of us as to where we're going and what's already been done to us that it's very hard to really even think of making a career for yourself financially as we all go down the tubes. And plus, people are literally being killed off across the world, killed off by different means in a depopulation program. That's what I'm going to go into to say tonight, to show you how it really all ties together. Today's paper in the Daily Mail, the Mail Online, is almost giving you a schizophrenic picture of all the other newspapers to do with the riots in Britain as royalty meets presidents and prime ministers and they have a lovely cup of tea as armoured vehicles are on the streets in London. It's very interesting to watch how they're portraying this. Back with more after this break.
toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, discussing socialism, world socialism really, and how it was funded and founded by the Western capitalists who came up with what they thought was a science. They called it a science of evolution. Evolution that would leave certain peoples behind who had to be eliminated because they'd bring the elite down in the future, those who are more evolved. And it's been hammered at us so many times, this particular chant, and now it's on a real roll. And I'm going to go into some of these articles after this, but starting off with the planned riots. Remember, the military think tanks for the US and Britain and NATO all came up with the same 30 years prognosis, basically, of ongoing riots as the Western world goes down the tube. It doesn't say that the elite will go down the tube, it's the Western world that goes down the tube into a service economy, as they call it. We'll all be in service to some kind of economy of one kind or another. But they give you this love-in, this fest, at the same time as riots are happening in London and banks are having their windows smashed, but I'm sure they're insured by Lloyd's of London. With the presidents and prime ministers and the queen and all the rest of it having tea, etc. And prime ministers and presidents telling jokes and having a good time, laughing away there. And using the old term they've used, I've never explained to the public, this is our special affinity and kinship. This is Obama and Mr. Brown. Same thing as Maggie Thatcher talked about, the special relationship, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And the public don't even know what they're talking about, neither did they bother to ask what they mean by it. It's one of these big mysteries. What relationship is that, and where are they heading for? I mean, after all, the same guy who's meeting the Queen probably hasn't looked, or maybe has looked into Queen Victoria, where she had her little black boy servant. And in those days, they used to get a guy from Africa, like the African boys. That was very popular for a little while in the fashion high-class industry in London and elsewhere. And they would dress them up as though they were from India, with clothes from India, with a turban on their heads. And you can still find those photographs yet. So there's Obama over to see those who are the icons of racial superiority, those who supposedly came down through the ages being specially bred for their superiority, their abilities for domination and controlling peoples. And this is the 21st century, and no one thinks it's odd. And then, of course, after all the hoopla and mentioning of riots and armored vehicles outside the Bank of England, you can always look into the female column on the right-hand side, where all the gossip is to do with people having affairs and all the rest of it. But at the top of it, they've got the First Lady with her fashionable outfit on. This is amazing in the 21st century. This is the guff we're fed by mainstream media. And, you know, I didn't even look at the other newspapers because I can pretty well tell they'll all be much the same as this one. Same format, too, very schizophrenic. And, of course, the wording will be the same in them all as anarchists, because they chose that word before these demonstrations started. They were calling them anarchists before they even turned up. They were calling them anarchists even 2 or 3 weeks ago, you see. Most people today don't even know what an anarchist is. All they think of is they're just unruly, unhappy people. Now, the previous demonstrations they had, such as yesterday, were the kind of authorized greeny ones, the ones who belonged to the big United Nations NGOs. And they had banners asking the government for jobs. The G20, they're saying, give us jobs and good weather. That's what I call it, climate change. They're asking for good weather and jobs, you see, and fairness across the world. And Canada and different countries sent youth delegations, authorized, approved ones, you see, the goody two-shoes who've been brought up with their conditioning and the greening agenda that's ahead. And they sent them over, and other countries did the same thing. So they all had their little says yesterday. And today is time for the other ones who are very unhappy about every other circumstance in the world, including their own circumstances, which is often tent city, you see. They're getting labeled anarchists, while, as I say, the leaders of the world have their loving. And it's all pantomime. It's all pantomime. As I say, the G20 will come out of this saying, the people have demanded, meaning all the demonstrators, the authorized ones, that is, that they go full steam ahead with sustainability. The old utopian plan of depopulation is what they mean by that, if you don't know by now. And they'll also talk about the global economy has to be put under the IMF, which is exactly what the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the boys at the top with their big foundations, the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, have been saying for 50-odd years. That's exactly what they wanted. So it's going full steam ahead the way it's designed to go, and it'll come out after these meetings. It's really partying time, that's all they do, is party, because all the stuff's really done all before and drafted up by bureaucrats for them, just to sign. So this is pantomime. And they'll say the people have spoken, they want better weather, you know, climate change, and jobs, and fairness across the world, and a good money system. And so the existing international bankers who form the IMF and the World Bank will have the whole planet at their disposal then. And under sustainability, they'll ram ahead, but they're already starting. And that's forced, they're going into forced sterilization. If you didn't know by now, that's where it's going. Most of these big things are nothing but that. They're just pantomimes. As I say, all the legwork is done long before these guys meet. They get together. they have their parties, their tea and all the rest of it, and a few scotches. Good meals, massive meals, as they're helping to sustain the planet. Very expensive meals, and many, many courses off. And then they sign it into the done deal. And unfortunately, most demonstrators, whether they know it or not, the ones at the top certainly do, but most the followers of demonstrations don't know they're helping the agenda along. You see, the Club of Rome was quite right in one thing, because after all, they'd studied society. They made sure that they controlled already most of the non-governmental organizations since they started them up in the first place. They became members of the United Nations. And the Club of Rome said there were simply too many conflicting organizations for democracy to work. That's why they chose communitarianism. What is communitarianism? You're seeing it with the NGOs. They each speak for the community. That's how they're putting it down, you see. And the people have demanded, etc., etc. And the government says, well, thank goodness you demanded that. We were just thinking about the same thing. And they sign it into law. That's the new system. That's the real, what they really mean at the top when they talk about democracy. And here we have it too, you know, March 31st, BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, owned by the British government, by the way. And what's its main story? Earth population exceeds limits. So now they're telling you there's a limit to it. Before, they were just doing a drumbeat up to getting us thinking there's too many people, too many people. Now they're telling you there's actually, it must be like a law of gravity, a magic number, you see. We've exceeded it. And here's how this story goes, and it's by Stephen Duke, editor, One Planet. So globalist again, here you go. World socialism run by the elite fascists. BBC World Service. It says, there are already too many people living on planet Earth, according to one of the most influential science and advisors in the US government. Nina Fedorov told the BBC One Planet program that humans had exceeded the Earth's limits of sustainability. Dr. Fedorov has been the science and technology advisor to the U.S. Secretary of State since 2007, initially working with Condoleezza Rice. Now, doesn't that make you feel nice and glowy and warm and safe? And what do you think these people are supposed to do? Just sit there and complain there's too many people, there's too many people. You think that's what they do? No, that's not what they do. From the time of Kissinger, when he said that the most dangerous thing to the state of clear and present danger was overpopulation, plans went right into action, and they're still working yet and accelerating. That's what they do. They don't sit with Condoleezza Rice and have a moaning session. She's under the new Obama administration. She now advises Hillary Clinton. I'm feeling safer all the time, aren't you? We need to continue to decrease the growth rate of the global population. You see, I've told you before too, it doesn't matter which group you vote in. Here's the same people behind the scenes. Who will be up there at the top? Just continuing through administration after administration. Same people with same agenda. You got to get that through your heads or you'll never get anything. There's one agenda. We need to continue to decrease the growth rate of the global population. The planet can't support many more people, Dr. Fedorov said, stressing the need for humans to become much better at managing wildlands and in particular water supplies. Well, we know they're privatizing it all for the big boys who already own the banks. They own many other things apart from banks. They also own water supplies. Eventually, they'll be a world corporation, you see. Pressed on whether she thought the world population was simply too high, Dr. Fedorov replied, there are probably already too many people on the planet. Now, here's another kicker, you see. So here you have sustainability, and now we've gone over the population limit, this magic number that they haven't mentioned, you see. And you know, these scientists are so damn dark with all these incredible computers they have. The ones that constantly give you crisis. What kind of crisis do you want? Do you want a weather crisis? Do you want a population crisis? What do you want? We'll give you the computer for it. And I continue with this stuff after the following break.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. Life Change Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. Life Change Tea comes out of the box to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, it can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out-of-the-box approach.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Talking about the one system really that's across the world now, and really is only one system. Those who are outside that one system are being killed off and altered right now, in fact, because they had refused to join it for so long. The old Darwinian plan, survival of the fittest, those who are inferior must perish or be killed off because they'll bring the elite down. The better evolved ones down if they're not eliminated, basically. And that's where we're going along, this one road. This is the same system that gave birth to communism, mass murderers, credible mass murderers in the Soviet system, that was at it long before the other socialists came along, Adolf Hitler. In fact, Adolf learned a lot of what he went through with this agenda. From the Soviets, they made the pact, remember. They made the pact. In their earlier days, Goebbels, the propaganda minister for Germany, had posters up comparing Adolf with Lenin. The agendas, you see, were so similar. Really the same. Again, all founded on not just Marxism, but Darwinism. Darwinism was the root of it all. And they had their lists of people, the Soviets had their lists of people who'd have to be eliminated, including the Scots, by the way. Including the Scots, because at that time, when Marx wrote his stuff, the Scots didn't care that much for money. They did a lot of bartering and trading, and they lived in small communities. They were not into manufacturing. And at that time, of course, they were also clearing the Highlands of these problem people. And that was by orders of London. Socialism, as I say, was never started by working class people. It was by those who already ruled, all the way from Thomas Malthus and before him. Getting back to this article here from BBC News on the wonderful Dr. Fedorov, who said there's simply too many people on the planet, same agenda. It says, GM foods, that's genetically modified foods, are needed. So he's just pushing this. No doubt there's a big kickback from the big companies. And that's how reality is, folks. That's how reality really works. Everything's kickbacks and rewards or directorships on boards. You don't have to attend board meetings, just be on their seat, basically. National Medal of Science laureate, America's highest science award, the professor of molecular biology believes part of that better land management must include the use of genetically modified foods. Why? Why is that? Eh? Why must it? Why must it when the modified foods don't flourish in all countries? They're made for a standard type of climate and environment. And they've already found that with famines in the world since they've applied this genetically modified food and the crops to other countries, that it's not often not sturdy enough to stand up to the different climates that they have. So why are they pushing it? Warfare, remember, starts at the bottom level. Even when they surrounded cities, you would go for their water supply and their food. Food can be used as a weapon. During World War II, Canada led the field in biowarfare techniques. Viruses, bacterium, fungus even. They were going to spread fungus across the German farmlands and kill off all our crops. What's happening today? You have fungus breaking out in Africa and different places across the Middle East as well. But it must be all be coincidence, right? Even though they had that perfected in World War II. Since we have 6.5 billion people on the planet going rapidly towards 7, we're going to need a lot of inventiveness about how to use water and grow crops, she told the BBC. Except exactly the same technology as GM food and medicine, and yet in producing food we want to go back to the 19th century. Now remember, this person who's saying this will be backing the fact that they're taking the grain that's been used for centuries and centuries across the world and is rapidly disappearing. It's just vanishing, really, because of the GM food. They're taking what's left of it and putting it in special places, often underground, for the future, for when most of us are dead and gone. You see, they can feed the future elites. And yet she's complaining here that we want to go back to the 19th century. So we actually want to use the old seeds, you see. We should be using the scientifically improved stuff. You know, science is good. Everything that's scientific must be good, right? So, you see, this is how our minds are controlled. And we don't realize there's only one, really one political movement that runs this world. And it's a form of socialism run by an elite. The elite who already rule and own capitalism. And it's to do with a perfect number of population to serve the elite as we go through transitions and we are modified and eventually human clones are literally started from scratch in a test tube to serve the elite better. In the meantime, they must manage us in the Soviet way. We forget that the Nazis talked about the new superior man. Where did Germany get that idea from? I'm going to put a link up at the end of the show to one of the best documentaries I've seen on socialism. You'll hear one of the founders of the Fabian Society, George Bernard Shaw, the man who wrote Man and Superman, and also advocated the elimination of the inferiors. You'll hear him say in his own words as he speaks and says, you'll have to justify your existence to us if you want to live. Is there a purpose for you? Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And after reading that article there about the promotion of GM foods and how wonderful it's going to be to save the world as we reduce the population, according to the last person I mentioned, here's an article that goes along with it. It's from Digital Journal. Now I'll put these links up, remember, at the end of the show on my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. It says, South African farmers suffered millions of dollars in lost income when 82,000 hectares of genetically manipulated corn, maize, failed to produce hardly any seeds. The plants look lush and healthy from the outside. Monsanto has offered compensation. Monsanto blames the failure of the three varieties of corn planted on these farms in three South African provinces on alleged under-fertilization processes in the laboratory. Some 280 of the 1,000 farmers who planted the three varieties of Monsanto corn this year have reported extensive seedless corn problems. So this is the stuff they want to push across the world to create the famines. You see, that's part of it too. Never mind what it's doing to you, altering you at the same time. You are what you eat. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. Now, there's a long-distance caller from Jordan on the phone. It's Red One. I'll take him right now because it's going to be expensive. Hello, Red One. Are you there?
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm surviving. How are you doing? Okay. Yes.
Yes, I'm okay. I made it to get out of my bed.
Yes. Are you back in Jordan now?
What is it?
You're back home now. Yeah, because I know you went to Europe there to visit someone.
No, I didn't go yet. It's in May that I'm going.
You're going, yeah. Yeah. Do you have any questions?
I'm going in May. I'll stay 2 months. Yesterday I was reading the article on the convict executioner organ harvesting van that they've introduced in China.
What did you think of it?
The first thing I thought about, was an ancient people that was called Gog and Magog. I don't know what you know about them. I read some on Wikipedia, but you know, every world religion has its own view on this ancient folk. So, do you know something about them that's not the conventional thing?
Oh, they talk about the battle. Again, there's always a story to do with a battle between forces, even going back through Zoroastrianism and even earlier. They talk about the opposing forces of good and evil and Gog and Magog. And they also tie that in with the Old Testament. The Old Testament took a lot of stuff from pre-existing ancient mythology or religion, and also added it into their own. So it's to do with final battles, always good and evil, the eternal battles, you might say. Yeah. They still say the final one is still to come. And you'll find this with the ancient Persian histories too. The Persians really were so far ahead with this whole idea of a clash between heaven and hell or earth at one time that changed the whole universe when supernatural forces were unleashed. That's the basis of most religions from that area. But they say that it never ended, that another clash would come. That's what often Christians will say, the ones who believe in Revelation, that the final battle is still to come. But apparently, according to old Persian folklore, nothing was ever the same after that clash. It changed physically everything in the universe, and that everything that's alive today is a copy, you might say, of that which once was. Man, trees, everything, animals too. So it's an extensive ancient history written in various tongues, but mainly from the old Persian region. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your comment on that one.
Yes, thanks for calling. And who's to say? Because the old story was that heaven and hell doesn't have to be somewhere else. And often they would say that which happened in the world was hell. And if the kingdom of heaven is within you, then so is the kingdom of hell. That's your choice, in a sense. And we certainly have no problem looking at the hell that's going around the world, with mass slaughter and high-tech slaughter, etc., as they get better and better at killing people. And people can actually kill people remotely by sitting in some U.S. base in America, while drones are flown by them using computers that blast people in their homes, some other country. It's all done hygienically, as they like to say in socialism. They're good at killing people hygienically and efficiently. Without the human fallouts of those who have to go and put the bullets in the head, it's much more cleaner to do it from a distance. So hell is present all around us. And there's also Kyle from Connecticut. Are you there, Kyle? Hello? No.
How you doing?
Oh, you're there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
it's good to hear somebody talking about you know, Persian folklore, and I was wondering, you know, there is only one order that runs this planet, and there's very few rebel forces. And in, you know, folklore, I read somewhere that Barak was a winged horse that Muhammad rode to the seventh heaven, accompanied by Gabriel, the archangel. And I wonder what your thoughts were on that.
The whole seven heavens idea is, as you know, is absolutely ancient, but it's also to do with degrees of societies that existed even in those days. And they'll also talk about Enoch as well, who went through the journey to the seven heavens. But it's also degrees, and you become as white as snow. That was the standard version of it, meaning you were purified. You'll find that in modern masonry, for instance, where they wear their white gloves, got to be white, and they wear their white apron, so they can stand in front of the great white throne and the final judgment, etc. It's the same idea that is very, very ancient. It went up through Mithraism and so on. And to the general public, they'd listen to these fascinating stories. And literally, you see, if you talk in a picturesque language, and that's how holy books, especially, say, the Old Testament of the West is written, you can get the exoteric story, and you will picture it in your mind. If you're a child, you'll picture people wandering through deserts and so on. And once that happens, you can't see the esoteric that lies within it. That's a technique that is used. And it was used to its incredible full extent a long time ago.
Yeah,
they
don't
need so much today because
everything.
They use movies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the idea of going up to seven heaven was really that the old seven degrees of ancient times based on the seven planets that they knew of at that time as well.
So I've read some controversy about the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque,
mm-hmm.
and the confusion between the two. And it's interesting when you say Al-Aqsa backwards, mm-hmm. and you know, where did Muhammad supposedly rise to heaven? Was it at the Dome mm-hmm. of the Rock or Al-Aqsa Mosque?
Yeah, that's it's kind of up in the air. But it's the same thing even the Hebrew writer histories, because supposedly, I mean, there are professors now in Israel in the universities. In fact, a book just came out recently by a top journalist that was lauded by these professors who say that there was no Solomon, etc. It was mythology. And they agree, too, that if there was an original temple of Solomon, it was not where this present one is. We know that that one was built under Herod, you know. And it didn't
even
last
even
that
the
long.
Pillar of Jacob?
Yes. Well, the Pillar of Jacob, again, is esoteric. It's you have to get beyond the picture and into the esoteric to understand it, the ladder to heaven, basically. That also was done in Egypt, where they had the four pillars and the ladder going up to heaven. These are very, very old religions that borrow from each other as they transmutate into a new empire down the road. You'll notice down through history, the elite never disappear. They simply move. And it doesn't matter if they're wearing the clothes of Egypt or Egyptian pharaohs at one time with their little apron on, or moving into another country and using a different kind of hat. They never perish. The same in ancient Rome. The elites know well in advance what's coming down the pike, and they move on. We see that especially in the Middle Ages, where the bankers and those who owned the seas, but because of the fleets of ship, they moved from one country to another in Europe until they eventually settled in Holland and in England. So this is standard stuff all down through history. They generally like to surround themselves with water. They did the same thing in ancient Babylon. They would literally alter the course of a river and make a man-made island in the middle, and that became their capital. You see the same thing with Venice. Venice was artificially created by massive fills into the sea. Why the same symbology? It's because the same leak come down through the ages, that's why. And with them comes incredible histories of societies, empires that come and go, countries that rise and fall, and they never throw the histories away. But we definitely know there's an agenda at work, and they do know where they're going. And under the guise, this clever disguise of right wing and left wing, as I say, it's a one party system.
Isn't it?
They do believe the world is theirs. They do believe that they are the most evolved people on the planet. And Darwin put that out himself. He said that those from different races who can rise to the top of their own particular race are accepted in as being more evolved. But those who would not mimic the white man and his economy especially would have to be eliminated. That's still going on today. It doesn't matter if you're Chinese or a black American. as long as you've come to the top, you're now in the club. Your genes are superior, although the people you came from are left behind and they must perish. That's part of this elitist doctrine that is taught and preached amongst those who run the establishment.
Yeah, they're just trying to get everybody to accept their system.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny, I think it's on a $20 bill, the eagle is behind, from behind the shield and standing on top of it, and that's the Federal Reserve symbol.
Yes, it is, but the eagle is also, I don't think Americans don't even know. If you look at the symbol of Rothschild, his coat of arms, and all know the fable they give us. He gives a fable of him copying a shield. Nonsense. That's nonsense. There's a symbol in that shield, if you enlarge it, of the eagle. And the eagle has a shield, and the eagle is holding an olive branch in one hand, just like the U.S. one, you see, and the spears in another. And obviously, what's the five ones for this and five for that for the offspring of old Amschel Rothschild? It's more than that, because that was also the symbol of Ephraim and Manasseh in ancient times, highly symbolic of an alteration of a superior type of people from an original stock. That's what Manasseh is all about. Very, very ancient. Supposedly they had the lands to the north of Israel. They bred with the Horites. The Greeks called them the Troglodytes, which were cave dwellers, tunnel dwellers. And in the Jewish folklore, after breeding with them after generations, the tribe of Manasseh became red-haired, blue-eyed, almost albino in fact, but incredibly aggressive, and they often fought down through the centuries against the rest of ancient Israel, sometimes to be with them, sometimes against them. But so you're looking at a symbol of a superior type through breeding. That's what you're looking at when you see that symbol of Ephraim and Manasseh. And that's an incredible coincidence, isn't it? The U.S. flag or the U.S. seal also has that symbol of that eagle holding the olive branch and the arrows as well. You know, if you go into mythologies and you can understand the esoteric behind what they tell you, a light really comes on. It's a blinding light comes on, and you understand the whole story. We've been set up from the beginning to go along this particular path. You'll also find out that one of the greatest eugenics societies within the United States was founded by a whole bunch of the founding fathers of the United States. They have the largest collection of eugenics material and special breeding, etc., and it's still on the go today within the United States. It was started up by Franklin and Jefferson.
Yeah. Big here in Connecticut. I mean, everybody uses the symbol of the tree.
Yes.
All the towns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, these troglodytes, they were blood drinkers too, aren't they?
Well, some mythologies go into blood drinkers and all the rest of it. So even China has the same kind of stuff, you know, about those who lived in the mountains within the hills. And the BBC did a documentary about that years ago. So every country has its tales of that. But what you do know is for sure that in ancient times, just like Indiana Jones, with their when they went to Petra, the city that was carved out of rock, there were people who definitely, and these were not primitive dwellings, these were high architecture. And you go into even the Falashas of Ethiopia, many of them were taken out and brought to Israel during one of the big famines. They left behind them, inside the mountains, carved out churches inside mountains, perfect, beautiful, incredible Masonic, I'm talking about stonemasons, handiwork. So these were ancient things that were on the go in ancient times. You also have parts of the U.S. too, where you had the so-called cave dwellers as well, with no records left of where they went to. But we have that they're building still within the face walls.
Yeah, your wealth of knowledge, Alan. I just hope people take your food and water and aerial spraying seriously, because that was a... I was in the military, and I did chemical, biological, and radiological defense, and it's serious.
It is serious. It's deadly serious, yeah. Yeah. But thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And to tie this in with what I'm saying, here's an article here. It's put out about overpopulation again, but it's targeted mainly at the Catholic Church. I'm going to put this link up as well. And it says, this is a resource for people concerned about the societies in which they live, discussing global security issues, and show how one small political entity, the Vatican, in pursuing its own interest, has managed to control U.S. population policy. Now, the guy who writes this is one of the top eugenicists in the U.S. And here he's attacking Catholicism against standard. He's funded by the Rockefellers and the big humanist societies again. So many different front organizations for socialism. I'm going to put this up on my site. And his name actually is Stephen Mumford. He often gets articles in the newspapers, but they don't go into his history. He started off in the military as a hospital administrator, providing for service personnel and their families. He went right into ways of sterilizing the public, etc., Planned Parenthood, blah, 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 blah. Senior vasectomy counselor and later as director of research on what? On infertility, creating infertility. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And I'm tying in Dr. Mumford, this guy who's made a career, his life career, of out of death, basically. It says at 77, he moved to a leadership position at the International Fertility Research Program. Now, what do you think that's all about? Now called Family Health International. Sounds wonderful. Family health. Health's a good word. Family's nice, isn't it? Look into it. Focusing on the development analysis and program design of fertility research. regulating technologies, in other words, sterilization, folks, as well as the social, political, and religious pressures that keep reproductive services from people who want them. In other words, you must attack the religions, you see. Mumford founded the Center for Research on Population and Security in 84 to support and continue this work. It was at the IFRP that he began a long association with the health professionals, you know, who these guys, these are all funded by the big foundations and Rockefellers again. He was always harping on about too many of us. It says, and scientists, and he helped develop the quinacrine pellet, non-surgical method of female sterilization. Isn't that wonderful? These are the characters who get write-ups in papers all the time, but they never go into this part of what they're really about or who's funding them and what's behind it all. Never mind the fact that their targets primarily, they start with the third world countries. They start with them. But what do they say now? Most people in the Western world, if they're not completely sterile now, shortly will be. And that's from their own announcements, like the CBC, who did a documentary on the disappearing male. So we're on a roll. And where does it all come from? Well, go back into Karl Marx. Karl Marx, who started the whole thing, he drew up a list after others had done the same list before him to do with who should survive the race and who shouldn't. And that became, down through the ages, the Fabian Society, backed by the Astors and the big foundations and George Bernard Shaw and all these boys, H.G. Wells, that worked for the Milner Group that became Royal Institute for International Affairs and Council on Foreign Relations. You see, that's where it all came from. And tonight I'm going to put up a link for you. It's incredible. It ties it together. It's wonderfully done. It's called The Soviet Story. The Soviet Story of how Nazism and the Soviet system were pretty well identical. And you'll even see the agreements they all signed between them and how much Hitler learned of how to dispose of millions of people. After all, the Soviets were the ones who killed off over 6 million people by design, starved them to death in the Ukraine. When they sold all their grain at the same time to the Western world, they starved to death the people who grew it. Why? Because socialism, by design, always kills off at least 30% when they take over 30% of the population minimum, because they must restructure society. And they claim those who are not even into a capitalist system, those who grow and barter, etc., would never catch up. Therefore, they have to be eliminated. That was Marxist doctrine. That became socialist doctrine. Whether it was communist socialism or Chinese socialism or Nazi socialism, it's all the same, funded by the same groups in the West. And here's Prince Philip, whose father had a Nazi uniform given to him by Hitler, meeting Obama. Doesn't that make you feel better? Doesn't it? You can't put it all together, eh? You don't have much time to do so. I hear the music, so from Hamish and myself from Interior Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet